Hello, my name is Sarah, and I am your chakra coach. On this podcast, we'll be exploring how the chakra system can guide you to grow your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual wellness, leading you closer to your highest self. Hello, how's it going today? I hope that you are doing well and taking good care of yourself and taking good care of others. 2 weeks ago, I covered the eighth chakra on this podcast and mentioned that there are many other chakras as well. Of the many that we could talk about, the most popular after the seven main ones are 8 through 12. The soul chakra, which we talked about, spirit chakra, universal chakra, galactic chakra, and divine or source chakra. I got some feedback saying that there might be interest in learning more about these chakras, and I'd love to know if anyone else is curious. So reach out to me on Instagram and Facebook at Your Chakra Coach to let me know if that's something that you'd like to know more about, or really if there are any other topics that you'd like to explore. Which is what led me to create today's episode. I hear from people all the time saying that they struggle with anxiety and which chakra can they work on to reduce it. And I don't want to be flip, but I think that anxiety is present in more people than it is absent. It's been some tough times as of late, but being a human is not easy, and our history is just filled with events and circumstances that could make us anxious on a widespread level, not to mention our personal interactions, desires, and experiences. That's actually one thing I think that helps reduce our anxiety, knowing that we're not alone in experiencing it. If you've listened to the show for a while, you've heard me talk about unnecessary suffering, the suffering that we create for ourselves on top of whatever suffering in the world that is out of our control. And worrying about anxiety or thinking that we shouldn't feel it or that we are the only ones or that no one could understand it just creates more suffering. Anxiety about anxiety. And that bit we can at least let go when we realize that we are not alone and that it's okay and normal to feel this way. It doesn't feel great, but at least it's a normal part of the human experience. But the specific question I always get is, which chakra contains anxiety? And the advice I see given most often is to balance the root chakra. And that's great advice, but of course, we're going to dig a little deeper today and not just explore the root chakra's role in anxiety, but two of the others as well. Because even if you got your root chakra perfectly balanced and somehow managed to keep it that way, if the others are out of balance, you'll still feel some of that emotional and mental distress. Besides, chakra balancing is about being balanced in the moment for what's happening in your life. I mean, there are times you'll need more or less flow in any one energy center. Chakra work isn't about getting everything exactly equal and then trying to stay there exactly. I mean, you could certainly work toward that, but most of us need energy in different places as we go through life simply to manage all of our worldly responsibilities. Maybe someday we'll be able to go off to a cave and meditate to find complete, perfect balance. But right now, we need to find practical ways to use and I hate to say use, but ways our chakra system can help support our well-being and our spiritual development. So let's talk about causes of anxiety as they relate to each of the lowest three main chakras. Each chakra's type of anxiety or source of anxiety is slightly different. We'll go ahead and start with the famous root chakra. There are some very good reasons that this chakra is a great place to start when trying to reduce your anxiety. It is connected to our very survival. Food, shelter, safety, all the things that we literally cannot live without. If these things are threatened, either directly or indirectly, it's going to cause anxiety. If you're afraid of getting evicted or that you won't have enough money to buy food, or if you're in danger, that sends the root chakra into overdrive and produces anxiety. The chakra is even thought to have a direct link to the adrenal medulla gland, which is what turns on your fight or flight reflex. That floods your body with a lot of hormones to prep your muscles and heart and lungs to take action. And if there isn't any action to take, no actual need to run anywhere, those hormones can cause a panic attack or anxiety attack. Some of us have low levels of these hormones flowing in our blood all the time due to stress and survival fears. Our bodies and brains aren't designed to handle that, so we have anxiety. In a less sort of desperate or immediate way, if we don't feel secure or grounded, that can cause generalized anxiety. Generalized anxiety is the thing that I think troubles a lot of us. We can't always point to a specific thing that is weighing on our minds. I used to hate it when someone would ask me, "What are you worried about?" Sometimes I didn't even know. I was just worried in general. And then I'd start to think about all the possible things I could be worrying about, and I just felt worse. Sometimes it's everything. And sometimes it feels like nothing is causing the anxiety. It's just there. Like we're just floating away from the things that keep us anchored and secure. Now, everyone needs differing amounts of that feeling. Some people don't mind not being anchored at all. And others want to feel grounded most of the time. And sometimes we like that floating feeling when we're out in the world, but want our homes to be a place of safety and security. Whatever your preference is, if you're not experiencing it, you can have generalized anxiety. Or if you just feel scattered, like you can't focus on anything, that can be anxiety-inducing as well. So this is where root chakra balancing can be really useful. Grounding meditations, walks in nature. It's why we eat comfort foods. These are usually root chakra foods, foods with a slightly heavier feeling that weigh us down in the best way. So whatever your practices are, yoga asanas or poses, even a weighted blanket can be really helpful to get the energy in your root chakra steadied. The sacral chakra, which is next up the prime energetic channel of the spine, can also affect anxiety. If you know that this is the home of relationships and emotions, it might seem obvious that some anxiety might come from those. An unfulfilling romantic relationship. A partnership that feels lopsided. Or maybe not being inside of an intimate relationship is causing strain. This can be because you feel the desire to be deeply connected to another human, so there's a bit of an emptiness in this chakra. Or because you feel pressure from parents, friends, society, whatever, to be paired up. Even if you're happily single, this pressure can wreak havoc on your sacral chakra and cause you to feel anxiety about their expectations of your relationship status, even if you're truly fine with that one. Other relationships can cause anxiety as well. Our concerns about who we are or aren't as we relate to others. It's here in the sacral chakra that anxiety can lead to emotional numbing and even addiction. Now, everyone has ways of trying to mitigate their anxiety. And hopefully, we'll pick some of the healthy, self-loving ways through chakra balancing, but see if any of these sound familiar. Alcohol. A little more than you'd like, just to make the emotions stop, even if just for a minute. Shopping. The rush and gratification of buying something new and nice and fun. scrolling on social media and ignoring your own life, just trying to escape a little. Even watching a ton of television can be a way of numbing yourself and escaping your life. And I'm certainly not going to tell you that you shouldn't do any of these things. I mean, it's your life and you need to live it as you see fit. But if you're feeling anxiety and you're using these things to make it go away for a few hours a day, it may be time to look at the source of the anxiety and address it directly. Even if it isn't a full-blown addiction, these things can impact your life for the worst, and they sit in the sacral chakra. So if this feels like it might be you and you'd like to try a little sacral chakra balancing, I recommend an emotional body scan. If you start to feel anxious, mentally scan your body from head to toe to see where you feel any physical sensations that go along with your anxiety. If you notice one, pause for a moment and send some deep breaths to that place. If it feels tight, you might even use a mantra or affirmation like, "I inhale relaxation and exhale tension." Anything like that that you can use to reduce the physical sensations will help reduce your anxiety. And if you're likely to use one of the methods I just talked about to escape your anxiety, try setting a timer for 20 minutes and do some sacral yoga poses. They don't have to be fancy. A cat-cow or maybe some hip circles can really help. They can be done seated or on all fours. Do any kind of stretching that works for your body. Put on your favorite songs and dance a little bit, or dance a lot. Do a full-on dance routine if you want. We are looking to reestablish flow in the sacral chakra, and movement is a great way to do that. Next up is the solar plexus chakra. Remember when we talked a few minutes ago about hormones connected to the root chakra? Well, this chakra, the solar plexus chakra, is associated with the adrenal glands, the ones that are responsible for releasing the stress hormone cortisol. Your body can handle cortisol. It's designed to use it to handle acute stress and then clear it out. But what if it never gets cleared out? What if our poor adrenal glands are just constantly releasing the hormone because we constantly have stressors? This is really common, and it's one of the leading theories for why we have a variety of issues, including metabolic disorders, leaky gut syndrome, constant stress that never seems to go away. In fact, if this is you, you can experience something called adrenal fatigue. That's when your adrenal glands have produced so much hormone over such a long period of time that they can't provide what you need for good health. Because while we hear a lot about cortisol, there are several other hormones created and released here that we need for our wellness. Anxiety might increase the possibility of adrenal fatigue. And all that to say that it might be worth looking into how the solar plexus chakra can help us reduce our anxiety for a lot of reasons. Now, since this energy center is the seat of our personal power, any disruption to our sense of empowerment can create imbalance. Feeling like you don't have any control over your life can lead to massive anxiety. Now, we could argue philosophically for hours over whether we do or don't have control, whether control is a complete illusion, but for our purposes here, it doesn't really matter. The fact is that when we feel like everything is happening to us or around us and that we're not participating or making decisions in our own lives, we have anxiety. A sense that we have autonomy is crucial for most people to have a balanced solar plexus chakra. Anxiety here can lead to fears like wondering, what is going to happen to me? We lose trust in our ability to make decisions for ourselves, to act in our own best interest, which can lead to massively overthinking every single choice we make. We agonize over what choice to make, and then agonize over whether we made the right one. Suffering on top of suffering. Feeling a lack of control can also lead to dangerous controlling behaviors, specifically in this chakra, eating disorders or disordered eating. Since the solar plexus chakra is so closely linked to the digestive system, it's not surprising that imbalances and anxiety would show itself in food. Some of us go to extremes to control exactly what and when we eat, forcing ourselves to follow arbitrary rules that give us back that sense of power. Now, others of us find that what we eat is the one thing we get to pick, so we choose to eat everything, maybe binge eating, with the underlying belief that no one can tell us what to eat or what not to eat. And any other controlling behavior that is used to manage anxiety might be caused by an imbalance here. The best thing to do in the solar plexus chakra is to simply practice letting go. I did a whole episode last year, I think, on the process of letting go in the solar plexus chakra. You can go back and listen to it and put into practice some of those ideas if you like. I know, though, that a lot of people say that if letting go was so easy, they would. If just releasing anxiety was that simple, then we'd all do it. I get that. So let's look at a couple other ways. Obviously, reducing stress in any way that you can will help bring this chakra back into alignment. Meditation, breathing exercises, anything that calms the nervous system. Exercise of any kind is great because it gives your body a way to use the hormones it's creating, and then it signals the body to stop production once the exercise is over. You might also take a look at any controlling behaviors that you engage in, controlling yourself or controlling others even, and really take an intellectual look at whether they are truly serving you. And don't stop at surface level. Dig deep into the thought process that brought you to the decision. You might surprise yourself. So there you are, some ways to use your chakra balancing work to support reducing your anxiety. It's important to know which chakra your anxiety is seated in so that you can tailor your work to where it best meets your needs. Now, the heart, throat, third eye, and crown chakras can also have associated anxieties, but I wanted to focus on the three most common energy centers where I hear the most about anxiety. If you have anxiety, and how could you not sometimes, right? Try a few of these techniques. Remember, though, that severe anxiety should be treated medically along with chakra work, either with medication potentially and therapy. Don't suffer alone. Don't try to do it all yourself. There are great ways to treat anxiety that you can discuss with your doctor. There are even therapists who use chakra work as part of their practice. Remember to connect with me on Instagram and Facebook to let me know about what you'd like to discuss. And maybe you even want to check out the Patreon page. All the links are in your show notes, so take a look. Until next time, ground yourself, move yourself, and relax yourself. We're going to get through it together, right? Okay. Bye.